Good day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast for Sunday, January 22nd, 2023. It's Ski and Ride Day 61 of the season. Now that the games are over, it is back to business as normal on the mountain. For the time being, though, our parking and traffic plan is still in place while we break down from the event. Thank you to everyone who made this event so special, and thank you to everyone who came out to our many deck parties and events. Close out your weekend by tearing into our trails. We anticipate opening with 8 lifts and 49 trails on packed powder and loose granular conditions. The Summit Quad will have a delayed start, providing us with 3 additional trails when it does. It is going to be mostly cloudy here at the face with a high around 30. Looking ahead into this week, we will see part 2 of the storm tonight into possibly Thursday as the front moves southeast. The Skier Responsibility Code states that prior to using any lift, you must have the knowledge and ability to load, ride, and unload safely. Know before you go. Buying tickets online in advance is still required. You will be unable to purchase in-person tickets, so plan accordingly. Sun safety. Exposure to UV rays increases by up to 5% for every 1,000 feet above sea level. Snow also presents further risk as it can reflect UV rays, sometimes up to 80%. This means that when spending time outdoors in the snow, you need to protect your skin. Before you head to the mountain, make sure to pack a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 to maximize your fun in the sun. Know the zone. Every skier and rider gets 15 feet of space. While on the hill, avoid collisions by giving others 15 feet of space on all sides. If kids are present, go even slower and give them more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control to obey the 15-foot zone. We thank you for your cooperation and understanding, and I thank you for listening. And we'll see you on the slopes.